On the show today, we have Cornerstone League's very own Caroline Willard talking about the big news in the industry that the Cornerstone League and the Heartland Credit Union Association are exploring a merger. So this is big news in our industry, and Caroline is here to tell us all about it. So check it out. Buddy, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Caroline Willard from the Caroline League. No, the Cornerstone. Are you kidding me? Did I say that?
No.
The Cornerstone League. How are you, Caroline? I apologize for that.
You know, what's funny is there is a Carolinas League.
The Carolinas League. That's right. Wow.
Yeah. Not quite the same.
That one will make the blooper reel for sure. Anywho, hey, thanks for coming on to the show. I know you have a super busy schedule, but a little bit of news fell into my inbox, and it was all about the Cornerstone League and the Heartland Credit Union Association exploring a possible merger. So this really piqued my interest because of what happened with the Mountain West Credit Union Association and the Northwest Credit Union Association just merging as well. So that's still top of mind, and now this one or the possibility of it. So I just want to have you on to kind of get the lay of the land. What's going on here with these two organizations in regards to this merger? What prompted this thought?
Yeah, well, you know, it's I think entirely relevant that you bring up the Mountain West and Northwest combination, because even though those were already two multi-state leagues, they were still feeling the need to consolidate, or the desire, I should say, in their case, to consolidate, you know, and much the same here. This is one three-state league merging with a two-state league, assuming that everything goes well. And it's very much a parallel path to what's happening with natural person credit unions. Mm-hmm. We know that there's been a lot of consolidation. We know that now credit unions with assets of more than $5 billion are representing 37% of all credit union industry assets. And whereas on the small side, credit unions with less than $100 million in assets have seen a decline of those assets by 67% in the last 20 years. And so there's this sort of upward growth, right? The credit unions are getting larger, but there are fewer of them. And so as there are fewer of them, scale becomes important, not just for the credit unions, but for the leagues who serve them as well. Mm-hmm. And so to come at that scale, it's not like we're manufacturing new credit unions all the time, although we have done three in the Cornerstone footprint since I've been on board, and I'm sure many others before my time, but we're not making new credit unions as fast as we're seeing them consolidate. And so in order to get some scale, this is how a league does it, is they combine with another league.
Okay, I got it. So my next question is, why announce an exploration as opposed to waiting till it's official, in this case, you know, when it gets to that time? So why talk about an exploration in the beginning?
Yes, well, I think I'm becoming a true Texan because I'm talking in terms of barnyard animals now. And so it's all about not counting those chickens before they're hatched. And, you know, to be fair, I mean, we are a membership organization. So is Heartland Credit Union Association. And so we've got to go through our due diligence. We've got to be sure that the combination is as good as we believe it to be. Yeah. And so we'll do all of that due diligence. We'll certainly compare financial statements, we'll compare, you know, service model delivery, all of that. Mm-hmm. And then assuming that everything still looks good, and I'm sure that it will, because we've already done a fair amount of that, then we go to a member vote for each association. And so nothing is finalized until our members have said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
And so that's why we just didn't want to be too presumptuous in the tone of the announcement that we made last week.
Okay. Totally understandable. And if all goes well, what's the timeline of this, of, you know, the official merger of these two organizations?
Well, the member vote for Heartland would take place at their annual meeting in September, and Cornerstone would follow suit sometime in the fourth quarter. In a parallel path, we'll also be working on integration plans and whatnot. And You know, the goal is for the first date of the newly combined entity to be January 1st. So why not start a new year? We'd have to, you know, we need to combine employee benefits and things like that. That a year one or January 1 combination makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm speaking of goals. What are the goals? I mean, again, if all goes well, we're talking hypothetics here, and it sounds like things are going along really well so far. So what are some goals of the merger, I guess? What do you guys want to achieve here with it?
Well, certainly we talk about scale. And while we say that, people always think that's a sinister way of saying efficiencies, which is really kind of a sinister way of saying, you know, reduction in force. That's not what this is about. The goal is to be certainly an efficient organization, but what we believe is that by combining, especially a lot of these back office operations, we can deliver a stronger value proposition to both entities, right? Yeah. That, you know, we'll have a deeper talent pool. And I've met so many people on the Heartland team already, and there's some wonderfully talented folks there. And so, you know, we're looking to combine those teams, have a deeper pool. And that's the number one goal, first, last, and always, is to strengthen the value proposition for our members.
Right.
And so what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
It's stronger advocacy. It's even a richer palette of educational offerings. It's having combined capital, which is critical, not just for a credit union, but for a league. You know, both of our entities are well capitalized, but put that together and think about some of the investments in technology and other enhancements that we can bring to our combined membership. I mean, it's a win all the way around when you get that scale.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, those are positives for sure. And so what are some next steps right now? What are you guys, obviously you're doing your due diligence, like you said, and things will come to a vote and all that type of stuff. What are some immediate next steps that you guys are going through right now?
Right now, what we're in the throes of is scheduling a whole bunch of meetings out in each of our footprints so that we can talk to members about it. I just finished one in Houston.
Oh, did you?
Okay. And we don't let any moss grow on this stone. No, we move quickly. And so I just today sat with 15 CEOs from the Houston market and talked to them about what this would look like and why we believe it would be a great thing for our organization. And, you know, it's better chances for them to network too, right? They'll have 175 new friends to make.
Exactly.
So that's the immediate thing, is to get out and talk to members of both organizations and get their feedback and, you know, hear if there are any concerns or challenges, you know, let's hear them. Let's talk about that. But, you know, I know that credit union folks understand intuitively and just by observation that the industry is changing. The environment is changing. And so it would be a little reckless for leagues to ignore that. And so talking through that with each of the memberships is pretty important. So that's where we'll spend most of our time this summer, along with due diligence.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, you're meeting with credit unions and stuff. So what is your message to credit unions, you know, both in the Cornerstone and in Heartland? Is there like a 30-second elevator speech that you provide them, or what's the message here? What do you tell them about this possibility?
Well, that, you know, I used to work at a credit union, and I know that when I did, we were really careful when we chose our merger partners. We were really thoughtful about it because, you know, frankly, there's some work involved to do to do a combination. And so as scale becomes more important, it's important to choose the right partner. And so what I would say about this combination is it makes sense on so many levels. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're geographically contiguous, politically, culturally, there are a lot of similarities. We're both financially healthy.
Yeah.
And so this is one of those times when coming together makes so much sense that let's not miss this opportunity to combine two strong organizations into one that's even stronger.
Yep. Strike while the iron is hot, as they say. And it's hot in Houston right now, but we won't go there. We'll leave that to the Weather Channel. So what do all these mergers say about the industry right now? You just mentioned in your previous response that the industry is really changing right now. And to not recognize that would be, you know, an ostrich sticking their head in the sand, basically. So and to be cognizant of that is really, really important right now. So what are all these, having said that, what do the mergers say about the industry right now? Especially from a league perspective.
Yeah, it's, you know, there was a time when there were 50 leagues. And, you know, by the way, one of my credit union heroes is Louise Herring. So many people cite her. On my LinkedIn, profile, I quote her as saying, be ashamed to die until you've won a victory for humanity. And so obviously, she's very eloquent, or was very eloquent, but she was also the first executive secretary, I believe, of the Ohio Credit Union League. And so she's one of my heroes. And, back in those days, we had a league for every state. And over time, there's been a recognition that there are some functions that can be shared. Mm-hmm. And so we've done a few things. There were some early consolidations, you know, even prior to this combination, there are already 11 multi-state leagues in place. And so now we're down to, I think, 34 individual leagues, 33 if you count California differently, and I think 32 after Mountain West and Northwest are combined. And so the consolidation's been happening because we've seen a recognition that we could do some combination. And one of the things that my league joined actually a little later to the party was an organization called Plexity, where we're sharing common back office functions. And so, like, we don't have an IT department at Cornerstone or an HR department or even accounting. Mm-hmm. And so we, together with about a dozen other leagues, are already sharing some back office functions. And that did us well for some time. That got us some of the efficiencies that we need. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's not just about economics. It's also about advocacy efficiency. Mm-hmm. And so what we've learned in combining Cornerstone, and I think other multi-state leagues have found this too, is that sure, you can combine all of those professional staffing functions and create a really high functioning back office, but it's still critical to keep a local presence in the state capitals.
Completely.
And so we're just going to take that model and put our foot on the accelerator and know that we are going to have a presence in all five state capitals, but we're going to see how we can redeploy staff, for example, to strengthen the value proposition where there might currently be duplication of employees. Well, that's a great opportunity to possibly redeploy that talent. And so, again, it all comes back to strengthening the value proposition. And at the center of that value proposition is advocacy. Yep. And so every dollar that we save in being a more efficient operation allows us to pump that money back into the advocacy. That is critical.
Yeah. I keep hearing CUNA's Ryan Donovan in my head about advocacy. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And like you said, every dollar that you can pump back in the advocacy is a win for credit unions. So yeah, you guys are doing it right for sure. So good stuff. Anything else here to wrap up, Caroline? This is, just super interesting news, what's going on in our industry right now. And you guys are obviously right there on the forefront, in the mix, making these big, big changes that will only bode well for the industry. So having said that, anything else to add to wrap up here?
You know, I think that it's on a more macro level. You didn't ask it quite this way, but it's like, well, what do all these league mergers mean? Yeah. I think what we're moving toward is something more akin to a regional advocacy strategy. It won't work everywhere, but I can tell you here in these five states, I think it will work very well, where we have an eye to what's happening in every state house. Mm-hmm. And you can bet that as I'm sitting in a CUNA boardroom, I'd better know what's happening in all of those state houses and how that might bubble up to a federal level, because that is the other thing that we need to be critically aware of, is that sometimes bad legislative ideas get exported state to state. And so having an eye across multiple states, mm-hmm, and feeding that up to the federal advocacy machine, I have a feeling that in some markets, that's going to be the winning formula. Mm-hmm. And I certainly believe that to be true in what I hope will be the newly expanded Cornerstone footprint.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well said. Well, yeah, I had no idea that like that type of stuff happens. So again, that's why there's smart people like you are handling all that stuff for us so we can focus on other items. So yeah, really good stuff here. And I have no doubt that you guys have such a talented team there at both of the organizations that you're going to do it right and you're going to do it right for the industry. So yeah, so it's great having you on the show today just to kind of clarify what's going on and excited to see what happens in the next few months with you guys. It's going to be exciting.
Thank you so much. It's always so much fun to come on your show. I always enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Caroline. I appreciate that. Fun to have you here. And yeah, we're going to be watching. So it'll be exciting to see.